tweak of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Got a big seven showdown for you. Should be a fun one. Both the boys and the girls game getting underway here in Seneca. It's Sabetha and Nemaha Central. And boy, what a series this has been over the past few years. Mainly been dominated by the Thunder. 9 of the last 12 matchups have been won by Nemaha Central since the start of the 2019-2020 season. That's a lot of matchups in that short amount of time. That's because they played at least 3 times every single year since the 2012-2013 season, with the exception of last year, and 10 consecutive seasons meeting in the sub-state tournament. Pretty insane stretch in which Nemaha Central won 6 of those 10 games. Streaming here on KMZA, also on the Sabetha channel as well, Logan Bitterman alongside. And it means these games have been close as of late as well. 3 of the last 5 have been determined by single digits, and 5 of the last 8 have been determined by 10 or fewer points. Looking at some of the key players for tonight's matchup for Sabetha, it's been a rough season so far shooting the basketball for the Lady Blue Jays. Lexi Hayden, though, the leading scorer, averaging 6.4 points and 5.6 boards per contest. She also leads the team in assists and steals as well. Leah Lukert, she is averaging 6 a game. Cameron Duryea is averaging a little over 4 a game, and Audrey Herman averaging a little over 3 a game, the top 4 scorers for the Blue Jays. As for the Thunder, kind of the same. Don't really have that superstar that they're used to having, but they have been able to get by just on sheer willpower and great teamwork. And as a result, they have Zoe Sudbeck. She's averaging 9 a game. Reagan Garrity is averaging just under 9 a game. Sudbeck is also the leading rebounder, averaging 8 rebounds per game as well. Cammie Dollinghouse is averaging almost 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. So they have some pieces here, and they've been able to put together a very solid season. They're 3-0 in Big 7 play already, and 4-1 on the regular season, with their lone loss being to St. Mary's in their second game of the season. And in the KBCA poll that was released this afternoon, the Thunder were bumped up 3 spots from number 10 to number 7. That's coming off a nice 46-50 win against Perry the Compton. And in that win, they shut out the Cause in the first and the fourth quarters. Hard to do. Cammie Dollinghouse had 11 points in that win. Zoe Sudbeck had 10. And Reagan Garrity had 9 points. And they held the Cause to just 3 total field goal makes all game. That was only one player that did that. And that was Taylor Damian, the superstar player for the Cause. Let's go and take a break. We'll come back here in just a bit. You are listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlbaumer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Back here on KMZA and streaming online on the Sabetha channel at MNCSports.net. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Peterman. And Logan, going to pull you in here. Been watching the Blue Jays team. They've obviously struggled a little bit coming into this season and now get a tough test. What is it going to take for the Blue Jays to be able to knock off the Thunder here today?
Yeah, for a team like Sabetha coming into this one, you've only got one win this season under your belt, and that was against Royal Valley. And you had to fight to win that game this season as well. Possibly, and very well should have won last Friday. You kind of just fought all the way to the end against Steph West. Went to overtime. Steph West has kind of went on a little bit of a run at the beginning of that overtime period to get sneak by with the win there. But for Sabetha in this game, you're coming into this one. The biggest key is don't get too over. You don't want to say confident, but you don't want to come to this one thinking, you know, it's our rival, Meemaw Central. This is a big game. Obviously, you just got to kind of keep your composure. Obviously, the fans are going to get into it a lot. Obviously, you know, there's going to be calls either way where some of the fans are going to start, hey, you know, that's not right, whatever. If you're a player on either team, you just kind of have to step aside, keep that out of the, you know, in, like the back of your mind, keep it out of your head if you can. Just go out there, play your game. But the biggest thing for Sabetha in this one, you got to find a way to score the ball. They just don't have that scoring gut besides the hitting here so far. Biggest thing for them, score, and then you gotta find a way to beat the pressure. The pressure is the big key as well. If they can find a way to do that and make a half-court game, get some points, get some defensive stops, Sabetha could maybe shock some people and get the win here.
And Omaha Central does love to bring the pressure with their press, and talk about Alexia Hayden. She is kind of having to do a lot with not a whole lot. She's shooting 14% from the floor on the season and 11% from beyond the arc. She can shoot it, but sometimes she's having to do a lot just because they've been behind in games. As a result, she is averaging almost 9 three-point attempts per game and just hasn't been able to get as many as she would like to fall through. But as you said, this is going to be an all-around effort for both teams here tonight. Should be interesting to see how this one turns out between the 1-2 and 1-4 Sabetha Blue Jays and the number 7 ranked Nemaha Central Thunder that come into this one again 3-0 in Big 7 play and 4-1 overall on the regular season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters for tonight's contest. And we start off with the visitors, the Blue Jays. They're going to be over on our left wearing their navy uniforms with the white letters and numbers. Starting off is number 4, a 5'5 senior, Cameron Duryea. Number 10, a 5'7 senior, Leah Lukert. Number 14, a 6-foot junior, Audrey Herman. Number 15, a 5'8 senior, that is Maya Grimes, as well as number 32, a 5'8 senior, Alexia Hayden. And as for the Nemaha Central Thunder, starting off with number 3, a 5'11 junior, Callie Hunteman. Number 5, a 5'7 junior, Zoe Sudbeck. Number 14, a 5'6 junior, Hallie Holthouse. Number 30, a 5'6 junior, Cammie Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6-foot junior, Reagan Garrity. This is a Nemaha Central team that has some good size with Garrity down low, as they'll be wearing their white uniforms today with the purple letters and the light blue numbers on the front and the back as well. They're home crowd. And again, this is a very good crowd for both sides. So it's going to be set to be an electric atmosphere. And Logan got a big 7 rivalry ahead, and these officials have a lot of work cut out for them because it'll be tough to have to keep everybody satisfied with the calls here tonight. Well, once again, the starters for Sabetha are Cameron Duryea, Leah Lukert, Audrey Herman, Maya Grimes, and Alexia Hayden. And for Yamaha Central, it's Callie Honeyman, Zoe Sudbeck, Kelly Holdhouse, Cammie Dollinghouse, and Reagan Garrity. Sabetha is, again, 1-2 and 1-4. They are head coached by Joseph Gruber in Yamaha Central. They are 3-0, 4-1, head coached by Haddon Hiltgen. So it will be Sabetha, again, on our left, and Yamaha Central on our right. Coach Hiltgen, what a fantastic job he has done with this squad so far this season after losing a lot from last year's team and having to work out all 4 or 5 girls, get them all involved offensively as opposed to having 1 or 2 girls that they have in the past and kind of have just some supporting characters, sprinkle some points in. It's been a all-around effort all season long for Yamaha Central. There's a tip, and we are underway as it is won by the Thunder. Goes to the far side. A layup is short, but fouled is Cammie Dollinghouse, and they will go to the free throw line to shoot two right out of the gate. Yamaha Central shooting 51.1% from the free throw line this season. It's an area that Coach Hiltgen says he would like to have improved moving forward as that foul goes against Grimes. That is her first and team's first as well. First free throw on the way. That one is good for Cammie Dollinghouse, and she has the first point of this ball game. Dollinghouse herself shoots 56%. From the free throw line, averaging 7.8 points per game, 4.6 rebounds, third on the team in all three of those categories. Second free throw for Dollinghouse on its way. Didn't shoot that one too confidently. Offensive rebound off the miss. Gets a pass from the block, and she'll bring it out to the perimeter herself. Stop the key catch for Honeyman. Gets it right back to Dollinghouse. Crossbow pass near side to Hallie Holdhouse with her first touch today. Garrity from the near side elbow kicks it around to the far side to Dollinghouse. Lifts on the floor, drives by her defenders, lays it up, and a whistle, and it's travel. Did a little of a pro hop, and they got her with the travel, and now Yamaha Central brings on that press that gave Perry LeCompton a lot of issue this past Friday on the road in their 46-15 win. Again, they shut them out in the first and fourth quarters. Cross half court, they give it up ahead to Herman, and she'll dump it back to Cameron Duryea, and she'll set up the play. Get it to the far side to Hayden with a reverse touch. Far side wing catch, stop, bounce pass from Luker, high post catch. For Grimes, goes baseline, a backdoor cut. Luker can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Yamaha Central. Here come the Thunder the other way. Give to the near side wing. Honeyman goes to work. She'll dribble once and kick it out to Dollinghouse. Working the high post is Zoe Sudbeck, leading scorer for the Thunder. Triple on a catch from Garrity. Dumped down low to Sudbeck, and she lays it up. And there is our first field goal of the game. It's 3-0 Yamaha Central. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Duryea with it. Gives it the far side to Hayden, trying to get across half court against the Thunder press. Lukert brings it across half court herself, and she looks like she might have carried it, but it's actually stolen away by Holdhouse. And she'll save it before it goes out of bounds to Rick and Garrity. Dollinghouse far side to Honeyman. Cross court pass, top of the key for Garrity. Thought about the three, but she holds on to it. Give it right back to Garrity. Mid-range jumper no good. Short from the near side, just past the block, and now a foul on the rebound against Zoe Sudbeck of Yamaha Central. First team foul. And bringing that pressure. Pretty much at any stoppage of play, Yamaha Central is going to establish that press. Here's the inbound. Lukert surveys her options, gives it up to Hayden, who inbounded it to her. She'll get it right back, bring it up the near side against Hallie Holdhouse. She gets it over cross half court successfully to Duryea to the far side wing, defended by Cammie Dollinghouse, who's extending it way out to the front volleyball line. She'll give it up. Kick out far side wing. Grimes drives baseline, kick it out. And a long jumper on the way. That's no good. Off the heel by Lukert. Rebound by Dollinghouse. Yamaha Central looking to push. Kick out near side. Honeyman cross court pass corner to corner. Holdhouse, top of the key catch. And now they'll give it to Dollinghouse. They'll run the play. 5:42 now left to go. First quarter, still 3-0 Yamaha Central. Garrity had an open look for a mid-range jumper, so kicks it out. Honeyman for the three straight away. It's no good off the heel. Long rebound by Grimes of Sabetha. Trying to slow up the pace just a little bit. Bounce pass far side wing to Duryea, and she'll bring it to the middle. Out of the corner, far side to Luker. Luker, nice find down low, far side blocked Rhymes. He has it taken away by Garrity. Nice defense by the Thunder. Going the other way, Oldhouse. Pass with low block, kick out to the top. Donghouse has a lane to drive, shot no good over Herman. Good defense by the Blue Jays that time, and rebound hauled in by Grimes. Now 3 minutes gone in this opening quarter. That's how many points we have in our ballgame so far. 3-0, Nemaw Central. Durier from the near side wing gives it to the corner. That's Hayden for three. It's good. We are tied. Nice response. Our first triple of the ball game. High post catch. Honeyman dumped down the short corner. Garrity, 15-footer. No good. That one halfway down, popping out of there. Rebound by Herman. And it will be Hayden bringing it up. Cross half court. Immediately met by Callie Honeyman, past the far side. Good defense on Durier by Cammie Dollinghouse. She stays with her as he drives into the lane. Good defense, hands straight up. Honeyman with the block, and she will get the rebound off the miss. Honeyman into the near side corner, Oldhouse, high post catch. Going left side, Sudbeck, and nice hands to reach in there and get all ball. It is Leah Luker, jump ball with 4:02 left to go in the first quarter. In our first substitutions of the ball game. Carson Meyer for Sabetha, and Emma Hermish for Nemaw Central. Durier will sit for the Blue Jays, and Sudbeck to sit for the Thunder. Bounce pass against the Nemaw Central press. Lukert brings up herself into a double team. Bounce pass thrown away by Dollinghouse. 2-on-1, fast break, and stripped away. Dollinghouse had it taken away by Lukert, who just turned it over. Now Sabetha trying to push far side. Bounce pass, nice look, shot blocked by Garrity, but they're going to call a late foul on the shot attempt by Audrey Herman, who knocked down the three-pointer earlier. And Garrity picks up her first personal. Like Coach Hilgen was not a fan of that particular call. Free throw on the way. That one is good. And Herman has all four of Sabetha's points here so far. It's 4-3. One more try, that one up, and no good, off the heel, rebound secured by Emma Hermish. Emma Hermish, the sixth man for Nemaw Central. Oldhouse has a uncontested three, near side wing, no good, and Hermish fighting for the rebound with Grimes. It's tied up, and possession arrow favors Nemaw Central. And Grimes actually ripped it away from Hermish as she was falling out of bounds, so a quick whistle gives the benefit to Nemaw Central. And the shot, no good, off the inbound pass, a little 12-footer, offensive rebound, though, by Dollinghouse, and the pass back to her, stolen away. Going the other way is Hayden, breakaway layup is blocked by Oldhouse, and rebound by Garrity of Nemaw Central. Going back the other way with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Dollinghouse keeping herself, kicks it out to Hermish, she'll try a three. That one is good! First three-pointer of the ball game for Nemaw Central. And it's 6-4, Thunder with a lead here at home. Team shoots just 18.5 from beyond the arc. In trouble is Meyer bringing it up against Callie Honeyman, but she gives up to her teammate, Hayden. She brings up the far side. Dribbling into a double team in the far side corner. Lost it off her foot, actually off of Honeyman's foot, is the call. And it will stay Sabetha basketball. Sudbeck back in the game, and Anna Hermish will check in as well, as Garrity and Honeyman will get a breather. 2:49 to go, opening quarter, 6-4, Nemaw Central. Been back and forth so far. A lot of great defense from both teams. And three of the five last matchups have been decided by single digits. Nice blow by Luker. Shot no good, though. Gets her own miss. Kicks it out. Three ball, far side wing on its way, and good by Alexia Hayden. All they've made so far today is three-pointers. It's 7-6. Sabetha back in front. Hermish gives the Dollinghouse, high post catch for Anna Hermish. Kick out far side, Oldhouse with the blow by, trying to maybe pass it or maybe just collect it out of her hands. Either way, it'll stay with the Thunder with 2:19 to go in the opening quarter. Krista Menholz checking in for the first time today, and Leah Lukert will get a quick breather. Lukert off to a solid start for the Blue Jays. Kick it into Oldhouse from the near side corner, dribbles middle. And fading away, a pass into the corner. Hermish, another three. That one's short this time, and a rebound secured by Herman. I'll let it to Hayden, and she'll bring it up. near side wing. Wide open look for Menold, and perhaps she was a little bit in her head with how open she was. That can happen, and she traveled with it. Sometimes you see yourself so wide open, you kind of relapse in your head, and I think that's what happened there. So 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter, 7-6. Sabetha up by a point. Going out circles to the far side wing, gives it up to Emma Hermich. On the near side corner, rebound on the way by Holdhouse, too strong, and a rebound secured in the corner by Dollinghouse. From the short corner, goes to work, kicks it out, and Hermich has to hold on to it. She thought about the three once again, but after her last miss, wanting to hold on to it instead. Holdhouse to give it back to Hermich. Against the 2-3 zone of Sabetha, as they work it around the perimeter. Dollinghouse, head fake, with a blow by, gives it up. Far side short corner. Sudbeck gives out to Dollinghouse, and they keep continuing to swing it around. Here's another three by Hermich. That one missing short and out of bounds, not touched. And it'll go to Sabetha with 1:21 to go. Omaha Central trying to create another turnover in their press. Hayden on the inbound, gives up ahead. Far side is Grimes, across half court, and a bump. It was the foul going to be on. I think they're going to say that's going to be against Anna Hermich, and it will be. She tried to take a charge, but the officials didn't give it to her. And Callie Honeyman will check back in for Omaha Central. She'll check in for Anna Hermich, and now Reagan Garrity will check back in for Emma Hermich. Far side wing near half court. The inbounder is Carson Meyer. And he'll get it in to Kristen Menold. We're back underway. She'll try to get past Holthouse. She cannot, but she stopped as a block. And one dribble and a four. Jumper off the backboard is good for Maya Grimes. Her first basket of the day. She caught it at the free throw line. One dribble with her left and banked it home. Driving kick into the corner for Holthouse, trying to go quickly after the make. And a good job by Sabetha getting back as we're now inside 1 minute left in the opening period. High post catch is deflected out to Holthouse of Omaha Central. High post catch. Sudbeck turnaround jumper. That's no good from 11 feet. Loose ball on the rebound. Hauled in by Herman. She leads the team scoring with four, and they'll have another opportunity. It's 9-6 with 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. Coming up the far side is Hayden, and she'll give it to the near side wing to Menold. We'll drive right side on Holthouse. Good defense by Holthouse, and hurt a little bit of skin on a little bit of a slap, but nothing called. Now a timeout's going to be called by Coach Gruber. We will take one as well. 27.4 seconds left in the first quarter. 9-6 Sabetha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMVA.
9-6, Sabetha with a lead against Omaha Central. 27.4 seconds left here in the opening quarter. By the way, a scoring correction to Logan for this. 6 points for Alexia Hayden and one for Herman. Here we go, back underway. Driving right side is Menold, and she traveled. And again, great defense by Hallie Holdhouse of Omaha Central. She has been able to go step-for-step with Menold, who's been really testing her. So possibly holding on for the last shot with possibly a chance to tie it here. Dollinghouse brings it up for Omaha Central against the 2-3 zone once again. Honeyman, nice entry pass down low to Garrity. She kicks it out of there through a couple of Thunder players. And now with 5 seconds, cross-court pass, far side, three on the way for Holdhouse. That one too strong. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. So a 9-6 Sabetha lead. Going into the second quarter, we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Boutique Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on high-end and true value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online highandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. High and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
9-6, we go to the second quarter. Jared Sluffy alongside Logan Bitter. And Logan caught something that I missed, as well as at the buzzer, Zoe Sudbeck picked up her second personal foul, and that's huge.
Yeah, it was actually right before the buzzer sounded. The refs, they're literally right in front of us on the score table right now, called over the back on Sudbeck. The buzzer sounded right when he blew his whistle, went ahead and gave the foul, but they went ahead and went to quarter. So.
She is not in the game at the moment as we start the second period. And again, it's 9-6, Sabetha with a nice start to the first half, and Alexi Hayden with a pair of threes is all scores. So here is Honeyman with it, far side short corner, gives it to Holthouse, to the near side wing to Hermish. And it's Emma Hermish, far side Dollinghouse, short corner catch, Honeyman once again. Top of the key, Hermish, quick swing around the pass, Holthouse, now Garrity, caught it, nice dish down low to Dollinghouse, and she's fouled from behind, and she'll get to shoot two. Amy Dollinghouse with her second trip to the free throw line as that foul is called against Grimes. That is her second personal as well. So again, it's Zoe Sudbeck and now Maya Grimes with two fouls apiece. First free throw for Dollinghouse on the way is no good. Rattle is out of there, halfway down and popping out. Chloe Detweiler checking in for the first time this evening, and Grimes will come to the bench with that second personal. Couple of big second fouls for both teams here. That second free throw is no good as well. 1-for-4 now on the free throw line for Cammie Dollinghouse. She's the only Thunder player to shoot free throws. Nemaha Central bringing a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a press, but bringing some full court pressure in the backcourt after the miss. You don't see that too often. Luker brings it across half court. That's the far side to Herman. Or beg your pardon, excuse me, that was Duryea. And now Hayden with it. The far side to Luker. Crossover dribble to the far side, stopped, in trouble, bounce pass is to Hayden, dribbles into the corner, defended by Callie Honeyman heavily, back to Luker. Good man-to-man pressure by Nemaha Central so far today, but Sabetha has been able to answer, nice pick and roll on a dish down low, left hand layup is up and good, and Chloe Detweiler gets her first basket on her first offensive possession of the game, and it's 11-6, largest lead for either team here this evening. Hermish with it from the far side wing to Garrity, top of the key, now near side for Dollinghouse. She'll get it right back after giving up briefly to Hermish. We're going to high post to Garrity. She makes the catch 15 feet away, kicks it out. Lob down low, low post for Honeyman, scoring up, shot up, off the, high off the glass is no good. Great defense by Detweiler, and the rebound goes to the Blue Jays. Cross half court. On the near side is Hayden. Kicking to the corner. Luker, nice head fake, stops, almost traveled, but gives it up. For the call, Hayden with it. Hayden dribbles with her left and pulls up for three. No good off the dribble. Loose and picked up by Dollinghouse. Strong rebound for the Thunder. Bringing it up. Kicking to the corner. Holthouse. Nice look down low for Honeyman. Lays it up and in. Honeyman looked at, made that look easy. That's her first basket of the ball game. And back into the press goes Nemaha Central. Lukert gives it to a cutter. Herman across that court. Coming from behind trying to get a steal. It's Holthouse not able to get there though. And the whistle and the timeout is called by Coach Gruber. It'll be a 60-second break, or 60-second timeout, rather. We'll take a 30-second break, though. It's 11-8. Sabetha still out in front with 5:50 to go in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and surrounding communities. And as we step into 2024, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. People you know, care you trust.
...92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, Nemaha Central trailing at home against Sabetha 11-8. We're early into this second quarter. It's been all about the shooting for Sabetha here. Alexi Hayden, a pair of threes. Cody Detweiler getting on the scoreboard as well. And this one has been a competitive one, as it has been over the past few years. And no matter how good Nemoth Central or Sabetha has been, it's always a good one when these two Big Seven foes get together. This will be our last year of the Big Seven as well, with the merger of the Mideast League to make the Big East starting next year. All right, we're back underway in this one as Blue Jays start off with it. Durier dribbles to the near side against Dollinghouse. Good defense by Dollinghouse, forcing her to stop her dribble. Now an offensive foul is called on the screen on the high post. That's going to go against Carson Myers. Set the screen for Luker to get her open. And correction, Chloe Detweiler, actually. So I missed the number on that there. Thank you, Logan, for correcting that for me. Detweiler defending on the near side block. Here's a kick to the far side corner. Hermes for three. Got it. That is her second three of the contest. She matches Hayden 6 points. And we are tied at 11-11. Luker gives it up to Durier. Durier on the far side to Hayden. Brings up the far sideline across that court and gets bumped. Or no, they're going to say that she stepped out of bounds. A little bit of contact by Hermes, but they don't call the foul, and they'll give the ball to the Thunder. We are still all square, 11-11, 5:10 left to go here in the second quarter. Final games before Christmas. Drive right side into the lane. Dollinghouse taking herself. Shot is short off the underneath part of the rim that goes out of bounds, and it'll go to Sabetha. So Blue Jays get a stop, chance to retake the lead here. Allie Holdhouse will check in for Cammie Dollinghouse. We'll get a quick break here. More pressure in the backcourt from Nemaha Central. It's a man-to-man press, not a zone press. Hope for pass up ahead to Detweiler. Detweiler loses it, stolen away by Holdhouse. Holdhouse will keep it herself. Bring up the far side. High post catch, turnaround jumper, short from Honeyman, and a rebound secured by Alexi Hayden. Hayden wants to push against Callie Honeyman. Now she crosses over and brings it up down the middle. Luker, about 30 feet away. And working on Jade Mackey, who came in on that last stoppage of play for Nemaha Central. Giving up her dribbles, Durier. Far side of Luker. Driving baseline, pass Garrity, layup too strong off the glass. And then a foul on the rebound against Sabetha. That's going to go against Cameron Durier. That'll be her first and the third team foul. And Nia Strom checking in for the first time. Kiera Keim also was wanting to check in, but she didn't get in before the official started play once again. So Thunder with the basketball. This game tied 11-11. Mackey passed the far side. Honeyman. Holdhouse to the near side corner for Hermes. Back to Mackey. They continue to work quickly around the perimeter against the 2-3 Sabetha zone. Pass fake from Hermes to the near side, goes to the far side Holdhouse. High post catch Garrity. Turns. Fires. Far side elbow. Short 15-footer. Rebound. Honeyman. Kicks it out to Mackey. Thought about the three. Dribbles left. Floater, no good, but she's fouled. And Jade Mackey will get a pair of free throws. Nice attack by Mackey. She played really well against Pair of the Confidence. That's how it goes against Luker. That is her first and the team's fourth. And it'll be double bonus the rest of the way for Nemaha Central. The first free throw is no good. So Keim will now check in for Durier. And now Garrity will exit. And Zoe Sudbeck back in for the Thunder. It's 3:48 to go here in this second quarter. Free throw no good as well. So 0 for 2. And they're now 1 for 6 from the free throw line as a team here so far. Blue Jays with it back in trouble. Far side is Hayden, and she stepped on the line. Callie Honeyman playing some defense in the backcourt and extended into the front court. Now back in the game is Cammie Dollinghouse. She'll come in for Jade Mackey, doing a great job in that little stint where she was in. We're still tied 11-11. Looking to break the stalemate. Top of the key catch for Dollinghouse. In the corner near side, Hermes. Quick pass, Honeyman. Flip it back out. Dollinghouse on far side, Holdhouse. Far side short corner, Sudbeck. Flip it around near side. Now Hermes with it. Bounce pass, short corner. Back to the top of the key. Bellinghouse, pass fake, far side. Good closeouts from Sabetha. Hypo's catch and a foul against Sabetha as Honeyman caught it. Pushes from behind, and that will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. That's going to be another foul by Lukert. That's going to be her second. So Grimes and Lukert both with two personal fouls. And to the free throw lines is Callie Honeyman. She is 44.4% from the charity stripe this season. Again, the team 1-for-6 tonight and 51% on the season, as that one is no good. Carson Meyer checking back in for Sabetha. Second free throw. That one is no good as well, but an offensive rebound by Sundbeck. She gives it to Honeyman. Kicks it out to Hermisch. Mid-range jumper. Good. And Emma Hermisch knocks down a long two and makes up for the missed free throw by Callie Honeyman. She has 8 points on the game, leads all scores. It's 13-11. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Cross half court is Nia Strom. She's in trouble. Bounce pass is loose on the ground with on a jump ball. And the Hermisch in that scrum for Omaha Central. And Meyer in there for Sabetha. And possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. Only 2 points this quarter for Sabetha. It was 9-6 after the first quarter. And we continue to stay low scoring here in quarter number two. Bounce pass to the near side wing for Hayden. She knocked down a couple of triples in the first quarter. In trouble, pass far side to Meyer. Long pass is thrown away by Hermisch, trying to get it inside to Strom, and here come the Thunder. Dollinghouse, near side wing to Holthouse. Cross-court pass, far side Hermisch. Hermisch, top of the key, Dollinghouse. Pass fake, nicely done. She penetrates and kicks. Hermisch for three, no good, far side wing, and hauled in by Strom. And Sabetha gets the stop. Up ahead, near side, Keim. One dribble, and she traveled. She wanted to stop, but her momentum kept going forward. And Omaha Central gets the ball back. Garrity and Anna Hermisch checking in. And exiting are Sudbeck and Hermisch. Emma Hermisch. Also, Chloe Detweiler checking back in. She'll come in for Nia Strong. 2:09 left to go here in this second quarter. 13-11 Omaha Central trying to extend their lead. They have not had a multiple possession lead here in this game. Holthouse near side. Give it to Garrity, crossbow pass, far side corner. Head fake, driving middle, Dollinghouse. That shot was blocked. Disrupted by Herman, loose, but Omaha Central gets it back with Callie Honeyman being a loose ball. Holthouse to Garrity, short corner. Crossbow pass to far side. Dollinghouse, near side. Three ball on the way for Hallie Holthouse. That one pops out of there. Offensive rebound, Honeyman. Far side block. Underneath the basket, lays it up and in. And Callie Honeyman now has 4 points. All those coming here in this quarter, it's 15-11, their first multi-score lead of this contest with 1:27 to go in the second quarter. Bringing up the near side is Hayden into double coverage and dribbled it off the foot of Honeyman, and he'll stay with the Blue Jays. Hayden will be the inbounder, looking for some semblance of momentum going into the break after Omaha Central's defense has really gotten into a groove here in quarter number two. And losing it almost and getting it to Meyer. And the top of the key dribbles to the far side. Coming out and getting it to Herman. Drives. And now a nice reach in by Holthouse. Got it off the leg of Herman and out of bounds to Omaha Central. And once again, the defense by Hallie Holthouse has been a huge factor for the Thunder here this evening. And Menold will check back in. Coming in for Kine. 1:06 to go. Reminder that our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll have a look at the box score and possibly some scores from around our area as well, all coming up here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Top of the key, catching on your side. Head fake, Dollinghouse goes middle and kick it out to the corner. Three ball on the way. Honeyman too strong and secured in the corner by Hayden. Or goes out of bounds. 42 seconds left. They could hold this down to the final seconds if they wanted to. And now a whistle and a foul on Honeyman on a reach-in. And a Bronx cheer from the Sabetha faithful. That is Honeyman's first foul and the first team foul against Omaha Central this quarter, as opposed to the Blue Jays have committed 5. Inbound to Mendel, back underway. Mendel from the top of the key, looking for a screen for Herman. Not going to use it, goes to the far side. Gives up her dribble in trouble, defended by Dollinghouse. And she'll give it to Kime and check back in. Near side corner catch, head fake. Hayden goes left, and Holthouse there to disrupt it. Knocks it free and gets the jump ball. Danny Moss Central gets another turnover, thanks to Hallie Holthouse. And again, this is a Sebetha team that has struggled the whole set of the basketball this season. They average 19.2 turnovers per contest. There is 20.8 seconds left here in the second quarter. Chance for the Thunder to hold down. They'll hold the ball until the final seconds. Bellinghouse dribbles to her left with 10 seconds. Gives it to Honeyman. Far side wing. Holthouse with 7. Inside, Garrity turns around with 5. Shot no good. Loose ball on the rebound. It'll be hauled in by Hayden with 2 seconds. She's going to run out of time. Can't get a shot off, and that is how the first half comes to a close. Omaha Central leads Sebetha 15-11 at the break. And again, we'll have our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here on KMCA and streaming online on the Sebetha channel at mstsports.net. A fun one, a low-scoring one with Omaha Central leading Sebetha 15-11. And this has been all about the defense so far, but we'll get you the point totals here to start things out. Leading the way in scoring for Sebetha is Alexia Hayden. She knocked down a pair of three-pointers in the first quarter. She has 6, also 2 points apiece for Grimes and Detweiler, and a free throw for Audrey Herman as well. As for Omaha Central, 8 points for Emma Hermish to lead all scorers. She had a three-pointer in the first quarter and one more in the second quarter, and a two-point basket as well. Callie Honeyman has 4. Zoe Sudbeck with a two-point field goal, and Cammy Dollinghouse with the team's lone free throw, as they are 1-for-8 as a team from the free throw line. So, Logan, I mean, this was a first half in which Sebetha got off to a good start. They knocked down some threes. They moved the ball around well against the man-to-man defense from Omaha Central. But then Omaha Central's defense really got into a groove, and Sebetha wasn't able to make their shots in the second quarter.
Yeah, you've seen Sebetha so far in this game. It's kind of like a totally different team, the way they've played so far in this one. This is kind of the effort you want to see in every game. You know, at the beginning of the season, obviously, they ran into two pretty good opponents, obviously, really great opponent in Wamigo, so obviously that was kind of tough. But except for this one, they've got the ball up to court against the pressure. The biggest thing for Sebetha is when you come up, we've seen it so many times, especially with like the hitting. As soon as you get across half court, you can see the double teams coming. So once you get across half court, you've got to have your eyes up. You've got to see who your next pass is going to be to try to get it to that girl or that player. But for Sabessa, they're only down four against a team that, you know, on paper, a lot of people would probably say that should be kind of running away with these games right now. But again, you're only down four. You took some shots on offense. You got to keep the rhythm offensively. And we've seen it. The younger girls, some of the sophomores, perspective, the way they've gotten in, they're able to cut the lane, and they're usually wide open. They just don't really get that foot planted before they go up for it and they travel. I mean, if they keep getting cuts into the basket and stuff like that, then the defense back the other way. But for DeMar Central, it's kind of the same thing. Defensively, you got to kind of ratchet it up, if you will, go a little bit quicker, try to put Sabessa in some more difficult situations trying to get it up the floor, because so far, when they do get it up the floor, they've gotten pretty easy looks at the basket for the most part.
Here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 15 to 11, our score, Nemaha Central leading Sabessa here at home. It's been a good one so far. We'll come back here in just a couple minutes and wrap this halftime show up, and we'll get second half action underway here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabessa. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528.
KMZA.
15-11, our score here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman and Kurt Kilman back in the booth and getting the second half underway here in just a couple minutes. look at some of the other games that are going on right now, starting off with the other Big 7 action. Riverside is at Hiawatha on our Hiawatha channel. Holton is in action as well on our Holton channel. Find that for you here. Try to find some of these scores as we go along. They're at Jefferson West. Again, that'll be on our Holton channel. And the other Big 7 game going on is Pair of the Thompson at Royal Valley. What a big win it was for the Cause boys team against Emaha Central on Friday. And Emaha Central will hope to bounce back here against Sabetha. As for the Sabetha boys, we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But since that opening game loss, they have won 4 in a row. They look pretty darn good doing it. Also in the TBL tonight, just a bunch of non-league action. We have Axel taking on Wabunsee. We have Centralia and NEK Homeschool. Onega is at Cornerstone. And you actually have one Twin Valley League game tonight. Clifton Clyde is at Troy. We've got an update for the Riverside Hiawatha game. 14-4, Riverside leading in Hiawatha. Been a rough start for the Redhawks so far this season. And as for Riverside, they're trying to get back to the state title game and be on the right side of the scoreboard this season. Head coach Craig Burns, always a joy to talk to. Get to talk to him again. Up on the other side of the New Year's, and on another update as well, Jeff West leading Holton 27-17. Those games going on right now again on our website, mscsports.net. So Sabetha's ball, and we are underway with quarter number 3. Blue Jays trying to get back to a one-possession deficit after being at that or even having the lead for most of the first half. They had a 9-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. Corner look, pass inside, shut high off the glass, no good from Grimes. Offensive rebound, put back, no good by Herman. And it's going the other way. Dollinghouse, I let pass up ahead to Holthouse. And look down low for Sudbeck, and a nice job breaking that pass up by Grimes. We'll stay with Nemaha Central. And it'll be Dollinghouse inbounding for the Thunder. Near side, underneath the basket. Box formation for Nemaha. Inbound, Garrity, near side elbow, kick it out to Holthouse. Corner for Dollinghouse. Pass back middle, drives baseline, will now kick it out to Holthouse. Stop the key. Far side Honeyman, back to Dollinghouse. With Sudbeck and Garrity working the post. Slow post to high pass to Garrity. And whip it around. High post catch, Garrity. And pass deflected out to Honeyman from the perimeter. Trick corner pass to Garrity. Nice cross-court pass, far side, drive baseline. Shot off the glass is good by Cammy Dollinghouse. And that is her first field goal of the game. She has 3 points. She had one free throw make out of 4 tries in the first half. It's 17-11 as their largest lead of the day continues to grow. Press from Nemaha. And they're able to beat it with Luker bringing it across half court. Near side corner, head fake by Hayden. Drives baseline underneath the basket. Reverse layup. She kind of threw it behind her head. It's loose. Out at half court. And it's picked up by Sudbeck. She didn't need to try to save it since it was a shot attempt. She tries to anyway, and Emaha Central going the other way. Dollinghouse is fouled going up. She's fouled by Hayden, and that will be her first personal. And Dollinghouse will make her third trip to the free throw line here tonight. So Sudbeck having a chat with head coach Haddon Hilton in between plays here. First free throw is off the left side, no good. It circles off the right side of the rim, and a substitution brings Carson Meyer in for Leah Lukert. One more try for Honeyman. Beg your pardon, for Dollinghouse. Second one's on the way, and that one is good. She now has 4, and it's 18-11. First 3 possession lead of the game for the Thunder. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Pass across half court to break the press for Grimes, and she'll hold on to it. She left the game early in the second quarter with 2 personal fouls. She's back in now with Meyer catching a pass. Hayden from the top of the key drives right, gives it up. Far side wing for Duryea. Duryea drives baseline on Dollinghouse. Good defense, and she'll have to kick it out to Herman. Swinging around the perimeter, Hayden trying a 3 off the dribble. That one high off the backboard, no good. Long rebound secured by Meyer, and she'll kick it out to Hayden. And Hayden fouled. Actually, you can say it's off the ball, and it'll be Garrity committing the personal. That'll be her second personal. Luker immediately coming back in the game and for Duryea. So again, 6 points for Hayden, 2 apiece for Detweiler and Grimes, and a free throw for Herman for Sabetha scoring in that first half. They had just 2 points in that second quarter after leading 9-6 in the first quarter. Entry pass down low, far side, or excuse me, near side block, and a layup good from Grimes. She now has four, slipping and falling as Honeyman crossed half court, gets back up. Holdhouse with the catch, far side corner. Dollinghouse on top of the key for Sudbeck. Looks like she wasn't quite prepared to make that catch, but she secures it either way. 5.5 now left to go. Short corner catch, far side, a lane to drive for Sudbeck, but she dribbled it off the foot of Meyer, and it'll stay with the Thunder. Some solid defense from both teams right out of the gate. It's kind of been the theme of this one so far. It was a slow start for the Thunder girls' defense, but they really brought the heat in that second quarter. Nice cut into the paint and a catch by Callie Heineman, and the layup is good. Nice find from Cammie Dollinghouse on the inbound pass. It's 20-17, once again up by 7. Herman, lob pass is intercepted by Sudbeck, trying to beat the press and lob it to Grimes, and she picked it off. Holdhouse pushes it. Kick to the corner, Dollinghouse, cutting in the lane, shut off the glass, no good. Tipped up in the air, rebound by Alexi Hayden. Those bunnies have been difficult for Nemaha Central, and now her teammate runs into her and coughs it up, going the other way. Heineman gets bumped. That's going to be and one. Hayden tried to take the charge, and instead, it's an and one for Callie Heineman. So right idea, just able to get around her was Heineman. And it's 22-13. Heineman 0-for-2 with the free throw line, her last trip. That one on the way is good. She's got 9. Double-digit lead now for the Thunder. Inbound against Honeyman. And bringing across that court is Luker. With her left hand, stops at the short corner near side. Gives it up. Hayden, top of the key. It's a screen to go to her left from Herman. Into the corner, hands it off. Luker with it. Defended by Dollinghouse. Cross-court pass far side to Meyer. Throws with her left to the middle. Bounce pass, one hand. Luker drives baseline past Dollinghouse. It's blocked and couldn't secure the rebound. It goes out of bounds. They'll stay with the Blue Jays with 4:32 left to go in this third quarter. It's 23-13. Hayden, the inbounder. Looking middle. Nice find. Shot off the glass, though, for Herman is no good. A rebound secured by Heineman. Push it up. Far side. Out of the middle for Garrity. From the top of the key. Honeyman now to Holdhouse. Entry pass. Far side block. Turnaround jumper for Sudbeck. High at the glass. No good. Loose. And out of bounds. It'll go to Sabetha. Another good look from Nemaha Central that just doesn't go home. Emma Hermish checks in. Our first substitution for Nemaha Central of this half. She'll come in for Sudbeck. I think it just knocked down those jumpers around the basketball consistently. This would be a team that would really have to look out for moving forward. Down the stretch, and there's certainly time to improve that with this being a pre-Christmas game. That's what head coach Haddon Hilton is really hoping for. Hayden hands it off to Meyer, coming across for a screen. With 4 minutes left to go, so we're at the halfway point in the third. Bounce pass, Herman gets a screen, goes to her right into the corner. Give up, far side block, and fouled from behind is Grimes. That'll be the second team foul against Nemaha Central. That one goes to Hallie Holdhouse. That'll be her first personal. Kate Barkowski checking in for the first time tonight. In for Hallie Holdhouse. Hayden, the inbounder. Box formation for the Blue Jays. Nice find. This shot blocked, though. Garrity, offensive rebound. Put back by Meyer is no good. Another offensive rebound. That putback is good from Grimes, who had that first miss. And it's 23-15. Couple made field goals by Grimes here in this third quarter. It's been the only way Sabetha has scored. High post catch Hermish. Top of the key for Honeyman. Nice cut for Garrity. Catches it near side block. Dribble with her left and puts it home. And Garrity with her first basket of the game. Second leading scorer, averaging close to 9 points a game. Has her first pair. It's 25-15 as Sabetha beats the press. Hayden, cross half court, goes to her left. To Lukert, goes to her right into the middle. Dumped back out to the top of the key, Grimes. The far side wing to Hayden. Trying to penetrate the middle and loses it, stolen away by Barkowski. Dollinghouse, trying to take it herself. Dishes it off, Garrity, mid-range jumper, sweet stroke, and good. Back-to-back baskets by Reagan Garrity. Timeout is called by... I believe that was by Sabetha. It'll be a actually by Nemaha Central. But either way, Nemaha Central has outscored Sabetha 12-4 here in this opening couple minutes here of this third quarter. So we'll go and keep it right here. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman. And Logan, going to bring in here. It's been a rough start for Sabetha here in this third quarter. What are some things they have to do to turn it around offensively?
Yeah, if you're Sabetha, obviously you're kind of going the way that you don't want it to go. You must think those press is kind of putting you in a tough situation. You're trying to get up the floor, you know, maybe a little too quick. There's something before that one possession where they got it into the middle right at half court. That was probably their best chance, obviously, getting it up the floor. They have got it just going head-to-head. But, you know, you just kind of get pressured. You just got to slow it down a little bit. You got to make it a half-court game, because if you try to go full length, you know, in just one big swipe, that's what the Thunder want to do. They want to get you out of whack, if you will, offensively, and kind of force you into a tough position.
They've done a good job of that in the first few minutes of this third quarter. 2:46 to go, 27-15 here on KMZA and streaming live on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net as Sabetha beats the press along the far side. In trouble, though, is Menold on the far side. She gives it up to Herman, and she kicks it out of there to Grimes. On top of the key for Hayden, and they'll be able to get into their offense here. Nemaha Central has outscored Sabetha 12-4 in this third quarter. And a double team passed through the double team to Lukert for three. Near side wing is good. And yeah, Lukert with her first basket of the game. And now Sabetha will call a timeout with 2:15 to go. It'll be a full timeout. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
Our score here as we get into the later portion of this third quarter, 27-18, Nemaha Central starting to get into a flow offensively after a slow start. Just 6 first quarter points. They score 9 in the second, and now have 12 more here in this third quarter to have a 27-18 lead. And Sabetha kind of doing the opposite, but they have started to get their offense going here. Leah Luker knocked down a 3, and Grimes has knocked down a pair of 2-point field goals as well to try to stay in this thing. It'll be Nemaha Central with the ball to try to get back up by double digits. Donghouse will bring it up against this Sabetha zone. They'll give it up to Bartkowski. Right back to Donghouse in the corner for Emma Hermisch. Done a great job all night long moving around the perimeter quickly. Going to do that here. Hermisch and pass through the hands of Honeyman. The pass had a lot of zip on it despite them being about 4 or 5 feet away from each other. So Sabetha gets the ball after the turnover. Nemaha Central, a man-to-man full-court press. And catching the middle from Grimes. She'll bring it up with her left hand across that court. Now into double team. So give it up to Hayden. Goes middle, far side wing. And a long two on the way. That one a little bit short for Menold. Rebound secured by Emma Hermisch. Dollinghouse. Give up. There's Bartkowski near side. Dollinghouse finds Stud back in the short corner. She'll kick it out of there. And they'll, with 90 seconds left, moving around the perimeter once again. Far side short corner. Now the near side short corner. Pull-up jumper Sudbeck. That one no good from 8 feet. Rebound hauled in by Grimes. Still moving it around quickly. Now Sabetha trying to get something going here. 1:10 to go in this third quarter. Luker goes to the far side and ripping it away from Dollinghouse, who had a hand on it momentarily. Menold is stopped by Hermisch and catch by Lukert. Butch Gruber calls out the play and travel. As Lukert wanted to pass to the near side wing and her momentum kept her going forward, took that extra step. And it'll be Nemaha Central basketball. Garrity and Oldhouse checking in. And for Dollinghouse and Markowski, Keim is back in for Sabetha and for Hayden. And Detweiler will check in for the first time this quarter in for Grimes. 54 seconds left now here in this third quarter. 27-19. Hermish into the corner, Honeyman. Out of hold house. High post catch, Honeyman. Dump off for Garrity. Is into the hands of Menold, who was there to cut off that pass intended for Garrity. From the other way. Far side wing, three ball in the way for Keim. That one is good. And Kiara Keim knocks down her first points of the game. And it's 27-21, a two-possession ball game with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Holdhouse, near side corner. Honeyman, back to Holdhouse. Hermish, high post catch for Garrity. It's poked free, but into the hands of Sudbeck. Far side short corner. Kick it out, three ball. Respond for Hermish. Long rebound secured in by Sudbeck. Her putback is good from 10 feet away. It rattled off the rim a couple times. And the putback jumper falls through. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. 29-21, our score going into the final quarter of action. I step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. This is Natalie inviting you to join us for our Christmas open house and enjoy up to 10% off store-wide on in-stock merchandise all day long. Some exclusions may apply. See your store for details. This will be on December 18th at Hiawatha Farm and Home from 11 to 2 and December 22nd at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca from 2 to 5. From all of us to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Going to the fourth quarter now, 29-21 in favor of Nemaha Central. Here on KMZA and streaming online on the Sabetha channel. Thunder has the ball out of the break. Bellinghouse with it from the top of the key. She has 4 points on the evening. Far side wing catch for Callie Honeyman. She leads all scorers with 9 points. To give it up to Garrity, far side short corner, knocks down a mid-range jumper. She has found her stroke as of late. She didn't get her first basket until a couple minutes left in the third quarter. She's now has 3 2-point field goals to give herself 6 points. Nemaha Central now has 31-21 here in the opening fourth quarter, the opening minute of the fourth quarter, and now a foul against Nemaha Central as Keim is bringing it up, and a little bit too much contact, says the official on the far side, and that one will go against Callie Honeyman. Keim, the inbounder, far side, right at half court, trying to get into Lukert, and doing so successfully. But did she give up her dribble? I think she did, and now Keim will get it, bring it up the far side. It should be double-teamed, and poked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Blue Jays. Far side wing is where they'll inbound it. Good pressure once again by Nemaha Central, bringing it up across that court, not letting them get anything easy. Driving far side is Herman. She's trapped in the corner, and kick out to Keim for three. That one's no good. She made one late in the third quarter, and a rebound secured by Zoe Sudbeck. Dollinghouse brings it. Far side corner, and trying to catch it with one hand is Holdhouse, and it pops off her hand and out of bounds. And it will be Blue Jay basketball. 31-21, 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. And Grimes will check in for Detweiler. And also Duryea will check in for Luther for Sabetha. Reminder, we have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, to wrap this one up and get you ready for the boys' game as well. Nice pass fake by Hayden, but it was too nice as she had too much momentum going forward. And it will be a travel. Which she might have been able to get away with that, but just barely moved that pivot foot. The Thunder get the ball back after another turnover forced on the press. Honeyman with the catch on the inbound to Sudbeck. Holdhouse. Honeyman. Dollinghouse now Garrity. Far side on the elbow. Again, with a quick ball movement around the perimeter against the Sabetha 2-3 zone. Dollinghouse. Nice pass down low to Sudbeck. She'll kick it out, though. Old House near side corner, one dribble, and a whole lot of dribbling as well. Just a bunch of passing, and it's now pass deflected by Keim into the corner, and out of bounds will stay Nemaha Central. And timeout is called by Coach Hilton of Nemaha Central. It would be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. 31-21 our score. Nemaha Central up with 6:29 left to go in the game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
31-21, our score here as we begin this fourth quarter. And it has been all Nemaha Central here in the second half. And it was 29-21 entering this fourth quarter. Svetha went on a little bit of a run towards the end of the third quarter after being outscored 12-4 early on. And Svetha was starting to get into a groove offensively and get themselves back within as few as six. But Nemaha Central, a nice start to this fourth quarter. And they get the ball back as well. Inbound to Dollinghouse, we're back underway. Old House, far side wing. Working the high post is Sudbeck, low post Garrity. High post catch, give it to Garrity, short corner, cross court pass, hits the net, and goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover to Svetha. Svetha looking for their first, maybe second decent look at a shot here of this quarter. I guess Keim had a decent look at a three last possession. It's been Nemaha Central been able to get turnovers constantly, and there is another one. Again, this is a Svetha team that turns the ball over 19.2 times per game. When you have that great pressure of Nemaha Central, kind of amplifies that. The Thunder have not really been able to capitalize too much on those turnovers, probably not as much as Coach Tolchin would like to. They do still hold a double-digit lead here with 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Dollinghouse, high post catch for Garrity. Outlet far side corner, three ball on the way. That one from Honeyman off the rim, no good. And a foul on the rebound against Zoe Sudbeck in the Nemaha Central. And that'll be her third first player for either team with three personal fouls and the second team foul. Here's the inbound to Hayden against the press once again. The relentless pressure of Nemaha Central dribbling into the corner. Hayden swinging a double team. Gets through it. Dribbles all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Going coast to coast. Alexia Hayden with her first basket since the first quarter. She has eight. Knocked down a couple of threes early on in the game. Cross-court pass corner to corner to Holdhouse. From the near side, dribbles to the middle. Gets to Dollinghouse. And pass is intercepted by Hayden trying to go to Garrity from the high post. Just slid to her left, stuck out her left hand, and knocked that one right into her other hand. Getting away from pressure is Duryea into the corner. Luker drives middle. Shot on the run. Shot no good, but she's fouled. And she will get two free throws with 5:07 left to go in the ballgame. And that foul will go against Hallie Holdhouse. That is her second. So Luker will attempt the team's second free throw attempt of the ball game. Is that one no good off the right side? Audrey Herman made the first attempt. Couple of substitutions for both teams. 31-23 our score. Again, 5:07 left to go here in this contest. Second one on the way for Luker is good. So she goes 1-for-2. You know, 4 points. Full court pass up ahead to Holdhouse. Now back to Dollinghouse. She'll hand it back. Swing to her right is Honeyman. Back to Holdhouse. Back to Dollinghouse. Near side wing. Short corner, Honeyman. Dollinghouse fires away a three just the right at the top of the key. Is no good. Rebound, Holdhouse. And she's fouled as she made that catch. And that one will go against Luker. That will be her third personal, team's first. And a lob to Garrity. Shot no good off one dribble, and a rebound secured by Krista Mendels. You could hear Coach Gruber calling for that, saying that they're going to lob it to her, and that's exactly what they did. 31-24 Thunder, dribbling to her left is Luker into the corner. Duryea brings it to the middle. Was upper dribble in trouble. Bounce pass, partially tips, but into the hands of Luker. She goes to her right, hands it off, middled. Back to Luker. Far side corner, drives baseline. Cross court pass deflected out of bounds by Honeyman. Going to stay with the Blue Jays. Alexia Hayden briefly exited. Now she'll come back into the game in for Mendels. And she will be the inbounder here. And now Coach Hilton wants a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. 4:16 to go here in this ballgame. 31-24 Nemaw Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
31-24, our score here on KMZA and streaming online on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. And we're inside the fourth quarter, 31-24, Nemaha Central. Thunder trying to pull away and extend their record to 4-0. And Logan, what are some things that the Blue Jays are going to have to do to try to get back within a couple possessions?
Yeah, defensively, you just got to get the ball from getting inside the lane. Obviously, Sabetha has done a pretty good job of it. Obviously, that short corner is huge. Nemaw Central has got it there, and they found some open looks from that position. But offensively, if you want to try to get back into this game, you got to start trying to find some ways to get your three-point shooters open and find a way to get that. And this possession right here is not a good way to start.
It's Nemaw Central basketball after the Lexi Hadian shot was blocked. And the Thunder with the rebound. Nice pass from Garrity to Callie Honeyman. She lays it up and in from the far side short corner to the near side block. And Nemaha Central with their second field goal, of this fourth quarter. Nice find. The layup good from the left side for Maya Grimes. And they quickly respond with a field goal of their own. So that has outscored Nemaha Central 5-4. There's 3.5 left to go in this ballgame. Hermish to Honeyman, short corner to Garrity. Far side elbow, kick out, Holthouse, now Dollinghouse, top of the key. Again, a great ball movement, not much dribbling for Nemaw Central. That pass from Honeyman deflected by Lukert and stolen away by Hayden. Starting to read those passes better as Sabetha. Trying to make this a two-possession game once again. Hand off to Duryea, and getting the screen is Grimes. Go to her left, Duryea, bounce pass to Grimes. Trying some screens on the ball near half court. Trying to get close to the basket. Luger gives up her dribble, tries to hand it off, and she's fouled by Holthouse. And that will be Hallie Holdhouse's third personal foul. Holthouse has been a tremendous defender on the ball all night long, forcing a lot of Sabetha turnovers. It is time to miss the personal, being a little too ambitious. Now a timeout is called by Coach Gruber with 2:55 left to go. And this one is a full timeout. 33-26. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
And the Land Radio.
33-26. Nemaha Central up by 7 here in this fourth quarter. Just got a few minutes left to go on this one, and Nemaha Central not playing their best game here today, but it's kind of been the theme of the season for the Thunder. Haven't had their best stuff as opposed to some of their previous seasons, but they get the job done, hoping to move to 4-0 in league play and 5-1 on the regular season. It will be Blue Jay basketball out of the break with 2:55 left to go. The inbound will be for Hayden in for Grimes. Top of the key. It was where it left, and Holdhouse took it away from behind her. And Dollinghouse is fouled from behind by Herman. That'll be her first personal. Team foul number 2, so still some fouls to give for Sabetha. And Zoe Sudbeck checking in for Callie Honeyman. And now Kiara Kime will check in for the Blue Jays and for Cameron Duryea. Thunder hoping to put this one away. Got some work to do to get that, though. Hermish, short corner pass to Sudbeck, back to Hermish. Top of the key catch for Holdhouse. Cross-court pass, far side for Dollinghouse. Dribbles baseline, now retreats back to the corner to Hermish. Top of the key, Holdhouse, just to the right of the top of the key. Short corner catch, Garrity. Pass deflected by Hayden, but into the hands of Hermish. Far side corner. That was a double dribble, and they call it with Dollinghouse driving middle from the far side corner. Like she was debating on doing a jump hop, but she decided to dribble again after touching it with her right hand. And the turnover goes to Sabetha with 2:25 to go. Blue Jays have had a tough time just getting the ball inside the three-point line with the way Nemaha Central's been bringing out their defense. Doing this time to the near side corner. Hayden to the wing. On top of the key, Grimes gives it back to Hayden. Coach Gruber calls the play. And to her left, and back to her right. 2:05 to go. Catch and shoot off the screen. And the three-pointer is good for Kiara Kime. She has 6. And it's 33-29 with 2 minutes to go. Dollinghouse from the near side wing to the top of the key. Sudbeck to far side, Holdhouse. One dribble middle, gives it up. Dollinghouse, near side corner. Honeyman, short corner catch. Garrity, bounce past Sudbeck. Back to Garrity, mid-range jumper. Caught. Reagan Garrity now has 8, a couple of two-pointers in the third and fourth quarters. Still a two-possession ball game. It's 35-29 with 1:30 left to go in the game. Lukert. The top of the key, defended by Holdhouse. High post catch, driving right side, determined. Shot over. Garrity is no good. Just barely missing, but she's fouled, and she will get 2 free throws. Now foul by Reagan Garrity is her 3rd personal. Got a scoring update for you. At the half, Riverside leading Hiawatha 25-13. Taylor Weiser, 8.6 rebounds. Scoring update brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holdhouse vehicles have you seen today? Holdhouseautohouse.com. Herman misses the front end of her 2 free throws. She's now 1-for-2 from the charity stripe this evening with about 24 remaining. Second one's on the way, and that one too strong as well. And a rebound secured by Honeyman. Near side wing, Holdhouse. Now to Dollinghouse. It's still 35-29. Missed opportunity there for the Blue Jays. In struggle, but Holdhouse catches the pass after good defense by Hayden, and now Kime commits the personal against Tally Holdhouse, and again, that's just their 13th foul. And Kime, for Kime, that will be her first personal. Another reminder that our post-game show is coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Inbound pass to Sudbeck, and Hayden wasn't turned around. It went right to her. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Honeyman, and she'll kick it out. And Coach Hilgen is saying to spread it out and not take a shot, as now a reach-in against Sabetha as Dollinghouse is driving to her left. And that will be the 4th team foul and the 4th personal committed by Leah Lukert. Lukert averaging just a hair under 4 personal fouls per game on the young season. And she will exit. And Carson Meyer checks in. 57.2 seconds left. Inbounder is Holdhouse, gets it into Dollinghouse. And Dollinghouse is the pass in the corner. And a pass is deflected, but they're going to get the foul. The far side corner, Honeyman turning against at the top of the key. And the reach-in committed by Audrey Herman. And that will be her 2nd And that will finally send Nima Central to the free throw line. Hyman will shoot two. She is 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Person on the way. Off the heel, no good. And with 50.6 seconds left, one more try to make this a 3-possession game once again for the Thunder. And that one is good. And Mahurin is checking in for Zoe Sudbeck. Now a 3-possession deficit for Sabetha. They got to work quickly. Meyer brings up cross half court. Going to her left against Dollinghouse. Goes to the lane. Pass deflected and into the hands of Holthouse getting the steal. And Mahurmish deflected that ball first, trying to commit the foul. And Mahurmish awaits for Hayden to foul her, and she does just that. And that'll be Hayden's third personal. Back to the free throw line go the Thunder. So Mahurmish attempting her first free throws of the night. First free throw is no good off the right side. They're just 4 for 13 from the free throw line this evening. Substitution as Lukert checking in for Meyer with 31.1 seconds left. Second try for Hermish is good. And timeout is called. 37-29, 31.1 seconds left. It'll be a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Hyman True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hyman True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HynandTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hyman True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
37-29, our score, 31.1 seconds left. Maha Central leading Sabessa. Blue Jays with the basketball, trying to score quickly. Luker with the pass that's deflected loose and picked up by Dollinghouse for the steal. And there looks like they're going to still try to foul here. Holthouse to the catch. And she'll be fouled on the far side wing. And the clock will stop with 15.3 seconds left. So things look good for Nemaha Central to improve to 4-0 in Big 7 play and 5-1 on the regular season. Got a score update for you. Jefferson West beats Holton 39-36. So Jeff West improves to 3-2 on the year in Big 7 play as the first free throw is no good for Hallie Holthouse. Her first free throw attempt of the day is that foul committed by Alexia Hayden as her fourth. Second one on the way, that one is no good as well. Rebound hauled in by Hayden. Going the other way, 10 seconds left into the corner. The ball is caught by Keim. Now with 7 seconds left, Holthouse reaches in, gets a piece of it. Intra pass to Grimes, turnaround jumper 3 seconds, no good. And that is how this one comes to the close. 37-29, Nemaha Central wins it. And they are still unbeaten in Big 7 play. Let's step aside for a few minutes and come back with our post-game show brought to you by VR Door Real Estate. Once again, our final score, Nemaha Central wins over Sabetha 37-29 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and surrounding communities. And as we step into 2024, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. People you know, care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here in the girls' game. Nemaha Central defeats Sabetha. Final score of 37-27 here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So looking at some of the point totals from this one and wrapping things up and getting you ready for the boys' game. So for Sabetha, 8 points for Maya Grimes as she leads all of the scorers. 6 points for Kiera Keim on a couple of three-pointers. 4 points for Leah Lukert. We also have 8 points for Alexi Hayden, missed her. 2 points for Chloe Detweiler and a free throw for Audrey Herman. And for Nemaha Central, Callie Honeyman, 12 points. She is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. She had 4 points in the second quarter, 5 more in the third, and 3 additional in the fourth quarter. She is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, 8 points apiece for Emma Hermish at all of her points in the first half, and Reagan Garrity had all 8 of her points in the second half. Also, 4 points apiece for Zoe Sudbeck and Cammie Dollinghouse as well. So overall, I mean, Sabetha, they played a solid first quarter, and they hung around in the third quarter as well. They made things interesting down the stretch, but ultimately it was Nemaha Central pulling away in this one, final score 37-29. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll send it back to the studio for a bit. We'll come back with the boys' game, which will be in about 15 minutes or so. This has been another production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.